Ruth chapter 2, part 1, the kinsman redeemer. Ruth 2 verse 1 tells us, "And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz." Remember, to know a Hebrew's name was to know his character. The name Boaz meant mighty man of valor, strength, and quickness. The scripture informs us he was a man of great wealth, which also was a phrase used to denote someone who possessed great qualities. Again, a perfect type of our Lord Jesus Christ, heir of all things, owner of the cattle on a thousand hills, and possessor of the highest qualities of love, mercy, and grace that was ever demonstrated in any man in the history of the world. And we will soon see both Boaz and Jesus had the qualifications and the willingness to be a kinsman redeemer. Boaz, a redeemer of his day, and Jesus, the redeemer of the Gentile church of our day. To redeem something means to get something that was lost and bring it back to its rightful owner. Biblically, to redeem something meant to redeem it completely. This included everything that was part of its original state and part of it now. When Christ redeemed us, he restored all the spiritual blessings to us that were lost in the Garden of Eden. Redemption is usually bought with a specific price. For example, there are types of businesses that will lend money against a car title or any other items of value until your payday. You then have the option of redeeming the item by paying back the money that you borrowed, plus a fee to cover the process. If you decide to redeem it, you once again become the personal owner of the item. The law of redemption in Israel only allowed kinsmen, near relatives, to redeem property that had been lost. The kinsmen had to have the means to redeem it and the willingness to accept the responsibilities that went with the redemption. Ruth chapter 2 and verse 2 and 3, "And Ruth the Moabitess said unto Naomi, Let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him in whose sight I shall find grace. And she said unto her, Go, my daughter. And she went, and came, and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And her hap was to light on a part of the field belonging unto Boaz, who was of the kindred of Elimelech." In his mercy to foreigners, widows, and the poor in general, God instituted laws that governed the harvesting in Israel to ensure no one would ever go hungry. Leviticus 19, 9 and 10 tells us of this law. "And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not wholly reap the corners of thy field, neither shalt thou gather the gleanings of thy harvest. And thou shalt not glean thy vineyard, neither shalt thou gather every grape of thy vineyard. Thou shalt leave them for the poor and the stranger. I am the Lord your God." Ruth, the Gentile foreigner, now goes out to glean. Out of thousands of fields, she happened to land on one of Boaz's fields. We know this didn't just happen by chance, no more than you and I meeting the Lord of our harvest, the Lord Jesus Christ, happened by chance. He knows where each one of us is because he, unbeknownst to us, led us precisely to the spot of his choosing. 1,100 years later, God draws the wise men and shepherds to the baby Jesus. If he did not plan and orchestrate the meeting of Boaz and Ruth, there would not have been a baby Jesus, since he was a direct descendant of them both. We would probably doubt Ruth had any idea of God's future plans for her and Boaz's descendants. God still works the very same way in our lives today. We often cannot tell what the effects of our actions today have on tomorrow, good or bad. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Ruth made a firm decision to make a major change in her life. She had no idea where she was going, yet she could not turn back, whether she would be accepted or not. She understood very well she would be a pilgrim in a strange land. When she got to Bethlehem, she did not receive a great welcome and was made to feel uncomfortable. She was a foreigner, born of another nation and not easily accepted. Everything was different from her culture and customs. It is the same for you and I in this modern day when we genuinely commit ourselves to the rulership of the Lord Jesus Christ. It does not matter what nation we were born in and are citizens of, even though each country has a specific type of spirit. The spirit of that citizenship is only for our natural body. As a Christian, our soul, which is born from above, now conducts our behavior. All Christians are born from above and have our own nation and heritage. Our nation also has its own spirit covering it, the Holy Spirit. Ruth left a nation that had plenty and enjoyed the pleasures of the world. Now her life consisted of gleaning the fields, looking for something to eat, yet it was dedicated to God and His purpose. It is the same with us as Christians. Adjusting to a totally different life from what we were used to can be very difficult. But we must be different as we are now born of another nation. Those changes become rooted so deeply because we have a different nature born in us, creating a Christ-like character with different desires coming from the inside. There is no turning back to the old nature as it is slowly dying away. The new nature grows stronger and stronger. Our new nature is gradually taking total control. Ruth was not a total stranger to the Israeli customs. She had been influenced for a long time by Naomi, her mother-in-law, while living in her homeland of Moab. She had to experience their ways of cooking, eating, dressing, language, and most importantly, learning how to worship the God of Israel. After her husband died, she was so much like Naomi, her ways and her God. She made her irrevocable decision to submit her whole being to them. The way being difficult had no bearing on her decision. She would endure whatever hardship and ridicule would come her way. She would not give up her new converted life under any circumstances. The church, the called out ones, must make the same type of quality commitment to move ahead with Christ, no matter what the obstacles. This will result in a genuine change in nature, supernaturally preparing us to return to our eternal Christian nation.